Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the SEND Network and also at LifePoint. It's now playing 2021, and we're calling this particular version of Now Playing Streaming Edition. And the main idea that we're exploring is every story points to the story. This week, I'm looking at the Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma. And if you haven't been able to see it, I do highly recommend it to you. It's a collection of interviews with people who were on the inside of the big social media outlets when they first got started. At least most of it, I think, were. In fact, even one of the guys they interview is the guy who created the like button on Facebook, which is pretty interesting. And these people make us take us on a behind-the-scenes look at how the sausage is made, if you will. And honestly, it can make you lose your appetite for the social media platforms themselves. Some of the manipulation tactics that they show us in the documentary that are being deployed are eye-opening and should give us some pause before we engage online. So, where do we turn in the Bible to find some wisdom here? Well, one of my favorite verses in the Bible that talks specifically about social media. No, I'm just kidding. Right, there isn't a verse in the Bible that talks about social media because social media did not exist when the Bible was written. I mean, can you imagine trying to explain to the Apostle Paul what a tweet is? But just because social media did not exist when the Bible was written doesn't mean that there isn't a ton of wisdom that the Bible gives us about such things. The foremost in my mind, there's a lot of passages we could use, but the foremost in my mind is 1 Corinthians 10:23, where the Apostle Paul writes, "All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up." Now, this can be applied to a whole host of situations, but we should understand what Paul is writing about before we think about application. He is talking about meat that was sacrificed to idols and if we should eat it. I know what you're thinking. Wow, this has never been a struggle for me. I've never even struggled with the idea of meat sacrificed to idols. And it's interesting because our social media issue is something they could never understand. And this meat sacrificed to idols issue is something we don't deal with. And so this passage is kind of a really neat passage to think about how what they were dealing with might apply to what we're dealing with. Here's a summary of what Paul is teaching. There were some Christians that were saying they should not eat meat that was sacrificed to idols, and some were saying that it didn't matter. Some were saying, hey, you know what? Meat is meat. It's not spiritual. It can't be infused by spirituality by sacrificing it. And yet others were saying, no. If you eat it, you are participating with the idolatry, and therefore you are sinning. And so the church at Corinth that Paul wrote to, they were asking him for some wisdom on this issue. And so he writes back and tells them his thoughts on this and how they should as Christians respond. And that's where Paul writes, all things are lawful or permissible, but not all things are helpful. All things are okay, but not all things encourage others. So when it comes to social media, should we be on it or should we not be on it? Well, that's a good question. To which I think Paul would say, hey, it's totally permissible for you to be on there. It's not wrong. If you want to be on there, great, go for it. But realize there are some challenges. There are maybe even some risks. Because although it's not wrong to have social media, it is not always helpful. And it is not only helpful, right? But a lot of the time it does not build up. In fact, social media is used a lot these days for tearing down. So if we were to ask ourselves these questions that the Apostle Paul gives to the church at Corinth about meat sacrificed to idols and apply to our day and ask ourselves, hey, does our engagement on social media help us? Is it helpful to us? Is it helping us be who we want to be? Is it helping us be who Jesus wants us to be? Does it help you be the parent, the spouse, the friend, the employee, the follower of Jesus that you want to be and that God wants you to be? So I think that's a good question, right? Does it make us who we want to be? Is it building us up? And then secondly, does your presence on social media build up others? Does it build you up? Does it build up others? Is it a source of encouragement in your life and in the life of others? Now, again, this is not an exhaustive list of questions to ask about the social medias that we happen to be on in our life, but I think it's a pretty good place to start. And if I could be honest with you, The answer to those questions for me personally is no. Social media does not help me. It doesn't help me become the person I want to be or the person I think the Lord wants me to be. And I don't think my presence online has helped to build a lot of people up. And so guess what? I quit them. I did. I quit. I deleted social media off of my phone. I deleted my accounts. Well, not my Facebook account. I mean, will they even let you do that? I still have Facebook, but I don't get on it very often at all. Very little in the last year. Anyway, a couple of times in the last year, maybe I've been on it. But you know what's crazy? Is you won't believe how many messages I've received from people. People DMing me saying how much they miss my witty post and my cat memes and how many unique looks on culture that I get. No, I'm kidding. I quit social media almost a year ago, and not one person has reached out to me about my lack of being on there, right? No one has missed my presence. And to be honest, I haven't really missed it either. In fact, I got on there during the election just to kind of scroll through and check some things out, and I got off as soon as I got on, right? And the main reason that I got off, and I couldn't seem to get on there without being provoked, is that there always seems to be something provocative on social media. There's either something socially provocative, politically provocative, culturally provocative, relationally provocative, or even sexually provocative. And I just decided that I didn't need that in my life anymore. Now listen, I'm not saying that it's wrong or that it's bad, but I will say that I like the person that I am without it much more than the person I was with it. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you come back tomorrow and later this week for more episodes. Lord, we need your wisdom here when it comes to so many things in our life, but specifically with social media. Help us to know what your heart is for us with it and to be wise as we engage on it. We pray this in your name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and ask the Lord to help you with those two questions. Is it helpful and does it build up?